Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle. The term obesogenic environment gets tossed around a lot these days as one of the issues that's contributing to growing rates of overweight and obesity. And it means simply that the environment in which we live promotes obesity. And it wasn't always this way. In fact, that term doesn't seem to have come into usage until around 1988. But today, the places in which we live, work, play, shop, and travel tend to minimize or even actively discourage physical activity. It's hard to walk to the grocery store or to the drugstore when there are no crosswalks or pedestrian signals to help you cross busy streets. It's hard to bike to work when there are no bike lanes or nowhere to secure your bike once you get there. And I know more than once I've given up and just taken the elevator because I could not locate the stairwell. And the food side of this equation is even more extreme. The other day, I went to the big box hardware store to buy a ceiling fan. Food trucks selling hot dogs, fries, tacos, and other snacks lined the entire parking lot. You know, in case you get too hungry walking from your car to the entrance of the store. And then once I was inside, I walked by what seemed like a quarter mile of candy and chips and soda to get to the cashier at the hardware store. Then on the way home, I stopped to get gas. And while I was waiting for my tank to fill, a television built into the gas pump blared on and started showing me ads for a local burger joint. Driving home, I noticed fast food, coffee, and pastry shops on virtually every corner, and most of them had a convenient drive-through that allows you to onboard 800 between-meal calories without even leaving your vehicle. Everywhere we go, we are bombarded by food marketing, cues, and opportunities to eat and drink. And there is no longer any activity or location in which eating is not completely normalized. We eat and drink in our cars, at our desks, during classes, while commuting, on the treadmill, in the waiting room at the doctor's office. My own dentist, for Pete's sake, has a Keurig machine complete with hot chocolate and hot apple cider for patients to enjoy while they're waiting to have their teeth cleaned. And the foods that we're being sold and surrounded by in portion sizes that our grandparents would have been gobsmacked by are literally engineered to hijack and override our rational decision-making centers. So that's what people are talking about when they say that we live in an obesogenic environment, one that contributes to very high and rising rates of overweight and obesity. And recent research has now found that people with overweight and obesity may be more susceptible to these food cues and marketing. Their brains are actually more likely to notice and be impacted by messages promoting high-calorie foods. Now, whether that's the chicken or the egg in this situation is unclear, but clearly it's a problem. So what can we do about this? Can we rein in food marketers or food sellers somehow in the name of public health? Well, that's been tried, but it's hard to curtail commerce in a free market society. Celebrity chef and healthy food advocate Jamie Oliver has been campaigning for restrictions on junk food sales and advertising in the UK. But the government there decided at the last minute to delay the implementation of new rules. Among other things, they fear that banning two-for-one offers of snack food isn't good policy given recent increases in the cost of living. let them eat cake and all that. And so it may come down to our individual efforts to gird ourselves against these ubiquitous food cues and to strengthen our resistance to this kind of food marketing. But the good news is that this appears to be possible.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Last week, researchers from the University of California in San Diego, University of Michigan, and Brown University published results of a multi-center randomized controlled trial involving 271 adults with overweight and obesity, and they received four different types of coaching over the course of 12 months. So one group, the control group, got basic information about food choices and calories, label reading, and they were mostly coached on things like mindfulness, stress, and time management, and the importance of building a supportive social network. But they weren't given specific guidelines about how much to eat, and they were not asked to track their food intake. A second group received coaching on something called regulation of cues, or ROC training. They were taught to be more aware of the situations, thoughts, and environments that lead to overeating, and to use various coping skills to decrease their reactivity to food cues. They learned how to distinguish hunger from a desire to eat and how their emotions affected their desire to eat. They learned how to recognize and deal with or even just tolerate food cravings. And any of you listening right now who are alumni of the Weigh Less coaching program that I run with Brock Armstrong are going to find this to be very familiar territory because we spend a lot of time on these skills in that program. Okay, a third group was given more traditional weight loss counseling, the specific calorie intake guidelines. They were asked to monitor their food and calorie intake and their physical activity, and they were coached on things like meal planning, mindful eating, and other behavior change techniques. And then there was one last group who received both the behavioral coaching for weight loss as well as the regulation of cues training. So what happened? Well, the control group, which was focused on mindfulness, experienced very little change in their weight either during or after the study. The group that received the regulation of cues training lost a modest amount of weight during the trial, and then they continued to drift slightly lower over the course of the whole next year. And that's especially interesting because that group didn't get any specific instructions about monitoring food or restricting calories. Instead, they focused on paying more attention to their internal hunger signals. The two groups that received the behavioral weight loss coaching, one with the ROC training and one without, both lost more weight initially than the group that only had the ROC training, but then they regained a fair amount of that weight during that maintenance phase. So by the end of the two-year period, all three groups, the behavioral, the ROC, and the behavioral plus ROC, had lost the same amount of weight. But there was one other interesting finding. The researchers had done some assessments at the beginning of the study to identify those who seemed to be particularly susceptible to food and eating cues, and this is considered to be an inherited trait. Not surprisingly, those people who were more susceptible to those cues got a lot more benefit from the regulation of cues training. So what can we learn from this? Well, for one thing, it suggests that we are not completely at the mercy of our obesogenic environment. It is possible to learn skills and strategies that make us more resilient to its effects. That's really hopeful. But it also underlies that obesity is not a simple disease with a single cause and effect. There are many interlocking causes, and we differ in our level of susceptibility to those various factors. So making progress against overweight and obesity is going to require that we customize the approach to the individual. And it's great to have more tools in that toolbox. The show notes for today include links to some of the studies that I referenced today, and you can find those in your podcast listening app or on our show page, which is at nutrition-diva.simplecast.com, where you can also read a transcript if that feature is not already available in your listening app. If you're looking for more targeted support on creating sustainable weight loss, please do check out the resources that we have available at weighless.life. We are getting ready to begin another cohort of our year-long group coaching program. So if you want to get more information about that, be sure you're on our mailing list. The Nutrition Diva Show is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips podcast network. It's audio engineered by Nathan Semmes with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our team at Macmillan also includes Morgan Christensen, Davina Tomlin, Holly Hutchinson, and our intern, Brendan Pika. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.